Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey. I'm just getting a call back to complete the survey.
Yes, sir. I have a moment.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1970.
Got it. Let me ask you now, what is your race?
African American.
And let me ask you, in politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
None of the above.
Understood. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
It all just depends on what the topic is. So I vote on the issues, not on parties.
So you may say that it's neither, right?
I'm sorry?
So based on that, your opinion in regards of the party is that you are just neither lean towards Republican Party or Democratic Party, right?
I'm neither. I vote on the issues, not on the party.
Understood. Let me ask you, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's
degree, okay. And now, there are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Understood. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Brian Kemp is doing as a governor?
Do I agree or disagree? Is that the question?
Yeah, if you approve or disapprove the job that Brian Kemp is doing, pretty much.
That's too broad. Politically, I'm about the issues. I'm not about an individual. So I can't tell you how I feel about Brian Kemp because it all depends upon what the issue is. Some things he's done that's been well, some things he's done that have not been.
All right. Now, let me ask you, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following statement, using on a scale from 0 to 10, let's say? How you feel about Joe Biden, in which 0 means that it's very cold and unfavorable, 5 is neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable.
Jeez, I'm neutral on everybody, sir. If you're going to ask me about individuals, I'm going to be neutral on everybody because, again, I don't vote on issues. I don't vote on people. I vote on issues. People are fallible. All of them do something that is crazy or unnecessary or questionable. So none of them do I think very highly of because they're human. Therefore, they can do something that really shouldn't happen. So it's really difficult for me to give you something that's going to be useful. I'm middle ground.
Oh, I see. So pretty much for every single party, you feel like neutral due to the things that you're telling me to me, correct?
That is correct.
Understood. And now let me ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? And please rate to the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I think my vote has about a 6 for power. There is the Electoral College. There is the fact that you vote on issues and you vote for the people that you think will do what you need to do, and then they switch up on you and do something different. So, again, you're dealing with people, so not a lot of opportunity to be able to say it's going to be the way you think it's going to be.
I see. So based on your comments, pretty much you feel like in a neutral position in regards of how much your power you feel that your boat is doing in regards of making changes?
I feel like I have the power to vote. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
I feel like it's about a 6 on whether or not it makes any change.
Understood. And no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Using the same scale from 0 to 10, ma'am, how will you rate that point?
Yeah, I'm going to go middle ground on that as well. It's just one of those things. You got too many variable factors in there to come up with a, oh, yeah, we have all the power. Yeah, if we all got together, we could all agree on one thing. We have a lot of power. But unfortunately or fortunately, we are not a monolith group of people. Black people come from every different walk of life. We come from every different idea. We strive for many different things. There is no way to be able to say, oh, yeah, we could make this huge change, because we can't all agree to be able to do that.
I see. So pretty much you still remains like neutral when it comes to this specific position and statement, correct?
Unless you want to add to that, if everybody got together that was African-American, do you feel like they would have the power to make change? My answer to that would be a 10. But because we do not, then yes, I'm neutral.
Got it. We are on a 35% completion on this. Thank you very much for all your help on this. Trust me that it's been kind of difficult today, but thank you very much for your taking the time to help me out with this. So, ma'am, let me ask you, how would you describe a Black political power since 2020? Would you say that it's too much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it is somewhat less powerful, or it is much less powerful?
Black political power since 2020, I would say it hasn't changed much.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
I would say it hasn't changed much.
All right, so you feel that it's been changing and it's so much more powerful, or it's somewhat more powerful?
No, I would say it's not much more powerful.
So it's like somewhat less powerful.
I don't think it's any less. I think we have the same power that we've always had.
So no difference.
No difference.
Got it. And we know it is a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices?
I'll vote.
Definitely vote.
Definitely voting.
Understood. And would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, but not that much, or you don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal. Otherwise, I wouldn't vote.
Understood. Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third-party candidate? Or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided at the moment?
Biden, Trump, or a third-party?
Third-party?
Third-party being unknown, I'd go with Biden over Trump at this point.
Got it. And now, for something a little different, how's your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Let's see. Financially, it costs me more to live, so that's a ding. Physically, my health is unchanged, so that's a neutral. Family-wise, my family's still intact, and things are as they have been, so that's a neutral. So it's based on those three areas, because I'm struggling to come up with another area to put into that bucket. then I would say that my life has changed and not to be as good as it was simply because of the finance situation.
Understood. Now, I am going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it is definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. So for the first one, jobs and wages, from 0 to 10, what is the scale that you are going to be given to that?
So 10 is that it should be, and 1 is that it's low.
10 priority. Is like, yeah, 10 is should be one of the Democrats' top priority, and 0 means like it shouldn't be one of the top priorities for the Democrats.
So jobs is always a 10. America can't function if Americans can't work. So that's always a 10.
Got it. What about student loan debt?
I'm sorry, what kind of debt?
Student loan debt.
Oh, student loan debt. That's a 10 for me because I'm one of those people that's been paying for 25 years and still have lots of debt left.
And on that one, you should be considering that this needs to be like one of the top priorities or should not be one of the...
No, that's a 10 for me. That should be a top priority.
Got it. What about climate change?
Climate change is an 8 for me.
8, okay. And what about abortion access?
Abortion access is an 8 for me.
8, okay. And what about reducing racism and discrimination?
Reducing racism and discrimination?
Yes.
That's a struggle. I'll give it an 8, but I don't. That, well, no, I can't say that because there are some things that they could do.
Okay.
I'll give it a 9. I'll give it a 9.
9.
There
okay.
are some things that they could do to reduce.
Okay, got it. And what about healthcare?
Specifically, are we talking universal health or just to
universal.
Be able to look at healthcare overall?
Like universal health, let's say.
Honestly, I think that's about a 7 for the Democratic Party.
Understood. We are on the 50% now. We are just running a lot with this. Thank you so much, ma'am, for your time. Now, let me ask you, I am going to read you a list of issues. And I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue is, has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. And I'll start with job and wages.
For my community right mm-hmm. not just for the nation, but for my community, job and wages has been a 9.
A 9, okay. And student loan debt?
In my community,
mm-hmm.
a 1.
Okay. And climate change? On your community?
Maybe a 3. I've seen a couple of things. I'd give it a 3.
Got it. And abortion access?
0. Anything in my community.
And reducing racism and discrimination?
Constant conversation. So I'm talking conversation or I'm talking actual action?
Yep.
Action?
Yes.
Even with action, I'd give it an 8.
8? Okay. And what about healthcare?
I'd say 7.
7. Got it. Okay. And we are on the 65% right now. on the completion of the survey, we are just a few questions to end up this. So ma'am, I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. And for each law, please tell me if it has an impact there, your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. So the first law is the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to extend the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprenticeships programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. On that one, how do you feel? It has been a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all?
I wasn't even aware that they passed it as a law, so apparently not at all to my knowledge, but it may have impacted me, I just didn't know.
So basically you never heard about it, right?
No, I've not heard of that, no.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, in regards of in a proclamation of granting pardon for the offenses of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same.
I did hear about that one. So you're asking how it has affected me?
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't affected me at all because I don't indulge, so it's not been an issue for me. So
got it.
Zero impact on me personally.
Gotcha. And now what about the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations?
So how does it impact me?
Yes.
I mean, as a citizen, I guess it has some impact on me. So I'll go with a 3, but not any direct.
So it's like a fair amount, not that much, let's say.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not doing the,
Don't worry.
Not as much.
Not that much. Got it, ma'am. Now, we are almost done with it. So now I am going to read you some reasons that Black voters have said about convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. So please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November the 2024, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in November. So you can select any number from 0 to 10. So the first one, it says, Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who presents us in the government when it comes to electing our next president in 2024. We have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it is up to us to decide our future. On that one, let me know, what is the scale that you are going to be given? If it is extremely convincing for reason to vote, or it's not like a strong statement to convince them to vote to you?
A reason to vote. That's a fairly strong statement for a reason to vote, yes. Strong statement.
Okay, so extremely convincing, right? So it's a 10, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, and this is the next one. Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he has accomplished a lot that will help our communities. His past policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lower cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investment for ourselves, our families, and our communities. On that one, how do you feel? From 0 to 10?
That's a 10 as well.
I'm sorry?
That's a 10.
Okay. Got it. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds, so it is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10.
How much do I feel my vote impacts changes that matter to me.
That's correct.
Based on the last time that I voted, I give that a 7.
A 7. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we know it is a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for President, Congress, and other state and local offices? From 0 to 10.
How likely am I to vote for what?
How likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for President, Congress, and other states and local offices?
I'll 10. I'll vote for everybody that's on the ticket. I'll make the decision.
Understood. And will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
Oh, I care a great deal about who is elected.
It is a great deal for you, right?
Yes.
Got it. And in the November 5th, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other state and the local offices were held today. Would you still vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I mean, if what is on the ticket is Biden and Trump, I would vote for Biden.
Got it. And how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? And on a scale on a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all? Let's start it with the Secretary of State. How much do you trust on that organization for accurate election information?
A great deal. I don't think that he's getting inaccurate information.
Got it. What about New Georgia Project?
Not familiar with them, so not as much.
Not that much. Okay. And Fair Count?
Not at all.
Fair Fight?
Fair Fight. You said fight, right?
Fair Fight.
I think I've heard of them, but I would say not as much. I'm not really familiar with it.
Not that much. Okay. And People's Agenda?
Not as much.
Not that much. Okay. And Local Board of Election?
A great deal.
A great deal. Okay. And Black Voters Matter?
A great deal.
A great deal. Got it. And Pro Georgia?
A great deal.
A great deal. Understood. The next few questions are just for statistical purposes, and we are running on 90% of the completion, ma'am, so we are just going to take a couple of minutes right now. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm probably moderately progressive.
Moderate, okay.
Yes.
And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
One.
Understood. Understood. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
You said married, or I'm sorry.
I'm
married. That's
married.
Okay. It doesn't matter what the others are.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. And are you the parent of a guardian of any children under the age 18?
Yes.
And how would you describe your employment status?
I work. I'm not sure.
So full-time?
Full-time, part-time, or?
Yeah, full-time, part-time, temporarily?
A part-time.
Oh, okay. And during the last year, that is 2022, what is your totally family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. You don't have to provide me the right amount. So your best estimate is fine to me.
About $160,000 a year.
Got it. And finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics of the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. And during this time, we might invite you to participate in focus group, take short surveys by phone like this one, text or email, invite you to events going on your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as Georgia Knowledge Expert, we would like to offer you a 10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as Georgia Knowledge Expert?
Yeah, why not? I can be a Georgia Knowledge Expert.
Got it. So let me ask you, what is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
My name is HarithaHankins@gmail.com. So HarithaHankins@gmail.com.
All right, I'll just want to double check this because I don't want to get in trouble with you, Miami, with your gift card, you know. So let me just spell back the email for you. So you said H E R E T H A, then H H A N K I at gmail.com.
K-I-N-S@gmail.com.
K-I-N-S@gmail.com.
Correct.
Got it. So I'm just taking notes here. Okay. So give me just 1 second. I'm just taking notes in here of the email. So I don't want to get in trouble with you on this. And let me ask you, how do you prefer to be contacted? So we can contact you over the landline, cell phone, text message, mail, or email?
Email is always the best.
Email. Okay. Understood. Mm-hmm. And, ma'am, this completes our survey today. Thank you very much for all your time. I really appreciate all your help on this. So I just want to say thank you so much and have a good rest of your day, okay?
You do the same. Good night.
Good night. Take care.
Bye-bye.